You may or may not have watched it last night. Kind of underwhelming, but Stormy Daniels was on 60 Minutes with Anderson Cooper. So let's talk to him. President Trump, how are you?
Hello, morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, snoring beer belly. And how's it going?
Well, we got to begin, with Stormy. Did you watch and what did you think? Come on.
Yeah, I watched it. Yeah. It's so boring. No, really, it was so ridiculous. I have no idea why she even agreed to sit out and be interviewed by Ellen DeGeneres. I mean, it doesn't even work at 60 Minutes. It made no sense to me.
Mr. President, I'm sorry, that was Anderson Cooper, sir?
Oh, well, you know, he didn't dance or anything before he sat down, so I should have known that. What a huge waste of time that was. Huge time suck. And then Stormy walks out wearing that big, frumpy red blouse, showing absolutely no cleavage at all. Tremendous ripoff. Huge tune-out factor. She was obviously wearing a very thick bra because I couldn't even see the outline of her nipples.
Oh,
nipples.
No.
Not even one of them. It was so horrible.
But you used to enjoy 60 Minutes back in the day, didn't you?
Yes, in all fairness, you know, I think they used to do a great job. You know, last night, I even got nostalgic for a moment. At one point, I thought I actually saw the ghost of Mike Wallace try to get Stormy in a reverse cowgirl.
And how do you like Stormy's new lawyer? What's Michael Avenatti? What do you think of him? He's a badass.
Oh, I hate that guy so much. He's so ruthless.
Yeah.
He's incredibly conniving. Just a gigantic scumbag. And he's absolutely fantastic, and I need to hire him immediately to get me out of this rush.
Well, you know what? We did hear you are looking for some new lawyers.
Not that I'm desperate or anything, Christy. I just want to keep my options open. Keep mm-hmm. my options open.
Uh-huh.
I was thinking of going with Kevin Kyrgios. You know, Mr. I don't get paid unless you get paid. He'd be perfect on my already perfect team.
And I'm in his commercials. It would be great. Did anything new come out of the interview that you saw with Stormy that surprised you?
Let me just say this about Stormy and we can move on. Even though she looks like she hit the wall really hard like 6 years ago, Stormy's still very, very desirable, allegedly. I don't know if you knew this, but while they were taping, someone said that Charlie Rose, okay, snuck into the back of the studio and watched the entire interview in an open bathrobe. I mean, that guy's a liberal creep.
Yeah, 60 Minutes getting holier than thou is a bit of a stretch. But back to your legal team. They've been dealing with some really tough challenges. I mean, John O'Dowd left just last week.
Yeah, John resigned because there was, frankly, no collusion. No Russian collusion, which is his specialty. He looks for collusion. Mm-hmm. There was no collusion. He wants to work for someone who had collusion. I wish him the best. There's no collusion.
Well, let's talk about this revolving door at the White House. More staff changes. Now you got John Bolton as your national security advisor. So do you think that Bolton's going to be the right fit?
I know what you're thinking. Can the guy who sings When a Man Loves a Woman better than the original be qualified to be national security advisor? I say bigly qualified.
No, you're thinking of Michael Bolton.
This is John Bolton,
okay,
sir.
You may be right about that. I'll check that. But there's no confusing John's ability to grow a fantastic mustache. No, really. He's won the Wilford Brimley lookalike contest the last 10 years in a row. Totally beats actor Sam Elliott every time. Look it up. I mean, how do you not love a guy who has a mustache you'd see on an albino walrus at SeaWorld? You can feed him raw fish at lunch. He's so drunk.
So a close friend of yours says that you're going to be making one or two, quote, and I'm quoting here, major changes to your government, and you're going to do it soon. Can you give us any hints as to what that might be?
Yes. First off, we're looking at eliminating the presidential term limits.
All right.
Mean, what's the difference between being president once, twice, or having one big long presidency that rolls over into your daughter's presidency? I think that would be great.
You can't
do that. Okay, so what's the second change?
I'm officially replacing my chief of staff, John Kelly, with myself. Frankly, I think I'm the best person for the job because nobody can tell me to stop tweeting, then ignore myself when I tell myself to stop. Nobody.
We're running out of time. Thanks for calling, President Trump.
Later, dork and idiot.